Rewired. In rehab, my father has a heart attack playing water polo with dope addicts. His body was in too much shock coming down from all that. His heart too excited, rewired. So the doctors say. My father calls us from rehab after this incident. His addiction therapist is on the line to listen in on our call. My father asks about our day, my horses, what am I going to do for school? His words are clear and precise. No sleepy drag. He asks me questions and waits patiently for answers, and this makes him sound like somebody else's father. Are you somebody else's father? I say. Because I don't look like you, and I'm not cruel like you, and we have such different voices and hands, and I don't even feel that Jewish, and no father of mine has a heart attack in a goddamn swimming pool, and I am really starting to question. But what are you doing about school? He says. How will you do well in school from North Carolina? Some things are important, according to my father. My teacher sent homework in the mail. Yellow paper packets, fat clips, periodic tables. I tell each and every one of them somebody died. Somebody died, I say on the phone, because my mother is too superstitious to say it. My teachers have always called me a liar. You play sick, they've said. Nobody skips like you. Nobody is sick so much. Sick in your head, maybe. What do you do all day at home? Absent again, Quira? Clarissa will ask me on AOL. Cheater. What I do all day when I'm at home? I watch Bob Ross flutter his paint strokes on the television in my room. I listen to him describe the world, the cockeyed birds, the fuzzed over face of a rock. I want to shape my own planet this way. Color it the way I want. I boil soup. I practice making coins disappear between my fingers. I call psychic hotlines. I wait for my parents to wake up. Somebody died out here, I tell my teachers. So we're burying them all up. Them? Nobody ever believes me. Plural? What I do all day here in North Carolina? More soup. More magic tricks. I practice levitating playing cards, spinning them between my outstretched hands. I breathe into my gas mask and pretend I'm dying. I ask my mother to drive us past the local orphanage so I can be dropped off and live like little orphan Annie. This always hurts her feelings. Do you know what I've gone through to keep you? She says. My mother is drying out here too, but she doesn't have help like my father. Mostly, she sleeps. We listen to Tammy Wynette and watch a movie about Tina Turner having her face smashed in by Ike Turner. There's so much we're both trying to understand. You're exactly like me, my father says into the phone. Carbon copy. I am not. My mother stands in the corner of the living room. She stands stiff and blank-faced as if in a crowded elevator. She's always in this elevator lately, arms by her side, waiting. And I wonder where she goes in her mind. Which floor? Which new view? She looks at me on the phone, the curls of the cord warping my fingers bloodless. She says, you have his canker sores, his bad hip, his receding hairline. You are both sharp when it comes to giving directions, but neither one of you can stand being left alone. My father says, you're wrong. You have my hands.